For some people, living in a tiny space isn't an option, it's just reality. In this next piece, Roman Mars takes us to the most densely populated place that's ever existed in the world, Kowloon Walled City.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. The densest city of all time didn't begin as a city, but as a fort on the Kowloon Peninsula. The idea was that the British would maintain jurisdiction over the fort to keep tabs on British-controlled Hong Kong. But over time, the fort became abandoned, leaving a 100 by 200 meter legal gray zone controlled by neither the Chinese nor the British.
That land came to be called Kowloon Walled City. And even though the walls eventually came down, its name was still appropriate. There was no mistaking the boundaries between it and the rest of Hong Kong. The edges became a wall of 13-story high-rises overlooking a comparatively sparse squatter's village.
That's my friend Nick Vanderkolk from the program Love and Radio.
Buildings evolved organically, growing tendrils of bridges, pipes, and wires that encroached on other buildings until the city turned into a single giant organism.
With about 33,000 people living in an area half the size of a baseball field, Kowloon Walled City was 46 times denser than Manhattan is today.
If Manhattan wanted to get anywhere close to that kind of density, every man, woman, and child living in Texas would have to move there.
I came across it very much by accident. I came around one corner and saw this structure that looked really different than everything else around it.
That's Greg Girard, a photographer. He lived in Hong Kong in the 80s and 90s.
And that's when I first became aware of the Walled City and started photographing there. Its density was immediately apparent. Buildings had been built up against each other without any space between them. I went for a first walk into one of the alleys and was immediately struck by what's overhead, and that's this tangle of electrical wires and wet garbage that had been thrown from the upper floors. TV antennas all over the place. Incredible noises from the various manufacturing, metalwork, small kind of foundries, cotton mills, kitchens, furnaces burning for barbecuing pork or duck or whatever. Sensations underfoot as you go down some alleys, you know, into watery, squishy stuff.
Watery, squishy stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, stuff between buildings that you're walking on. I mean, I really don't even know what some of it was. All manner of sensory assault, really.
Greg took a lot of photographs of the Walled City. There's one, probably one of my favorites of his, of a temple. It's much shorter than the 13-story high-rises around it.
Over the temple is this huge metal grate that's there to keep trash off the roof.
The lifestyle of living in the Walled City was to dispose of garbage by throwing it out your window.
And so the temple built a big net above its roof, and then it actually cast beautiful shadow through all this trash.
It allowed for a really interesting light to filter down through some of the bases in the garbage, almost like a tropical kind of canopy, except this one was made of refuse.
That new voice you heard is Aaron Tan.
Aaron is an architect from Hong Kong and wrote his master's thesis about the Walled City. And he interviewed a lot of people who lived there.
But by the time Aaron was conducting his research in the Walled City, plans to dismantle it had already been formed. The city had gained a reputation as a kind of den of iniquity. The Chinese and British governments decided to evict everyone and tear it down. But it serves as a valuable lesson in how an extremely dense urban community that was surprisingly functional can self-organize without any planning or governance.
We're not saying that this is a wonderful place. We're not trying to say that we want to duplicate this model because its existence is so unique position in history. You cannot recreate it. But on the other hand, when you look at it, it has a certain quality in its performance as an urbanism. It's a kind of good alternative model for us to evaluate our design strategy.
This 99% Invisible was produced by Nick Vanderkolk, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. It's a project of KALW and the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco. We are distributed by PRX, the public radio exchange, at prx.org. Amazing pictures of Kowloon Walled City at 99%invisible.org.